This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are now just 20 minutes away from Chris Young joining us here. The Chris Young Show, Mondays at 4:20 here on your home of the World Series champs, 105.3 The Fan. Rangers baseball again tonight at 6:30. Sands will join us in a couple of hours for the very latest. DeGrom throwing over the weekend Friday as we were preparing for our show. He was there at the Globe, Brian.
Saw it with my own eyes. Looked like he was, if you're one of those evaluators of sounds, that pop of that glove was very encouraging.
Sounds a little different when he throws, huh?
Yeah, a little different, and you could watch him throw. It was like you could tell when he was throwing his breaking stuff.
Okay.
Like the glove, you know, you could see the catcher set up and then glove going low and away, you know. So it looked like he had pretty darn good control of his pitches and stuff like that, and what we got to see.
Is he throwing breaking stuff against live hitting yet?
I believe the slider's been working.
Yeah, the pitching that we saw was just catcher and him throwing the ball.
Yeah, I don't think he's throwing against live batters.
That was it.
But we can get an update from CY.
Heck yeah, we're going to get an update from CY. We'll talk to him about that. Josh Young and all the other Ranger storylines, but we're just a couple of days away from flying into Oxnard. Wednesday after the show, we'll be heading to the airport and ready to commence our coverage. Cannot wait for that. Brian's staying the entire training camp this year, so he'll have pre- and post-game shows during their preseason games, and he will be doing the G-Bag Nation live from the tennis courts even when we return a couple of weeks from today.
Yeah, there'll be a couple different times, too. I think we'll have practice going on. Ooh. So we'll have a live mic situation, and we'll set the scene for you guys from there.
Well, I'll set the scene right here for you for the Athletic preseason poll, and salute to the Athletic for doing this for us every year, giving us a good idea of how the fans are voting on this. Thousands and thousands of respondents. The first question is the most interesting. Let me ask it to you in this way. How many games did the Cowboys win this season? There were four different answers. Tell me which one got the most. 13 or more, 10 to 12, 8 to 9, or less than 8?
10 to 12.
I think 10 to 12 got the most as well.
You guys are both right.
Yeah.
67% of the votes. I think that is where I would vote right now. I have confidence in this team for the regular season, and after watching what the Eagles lost, I think they might even win the division with 10 or 11. Second most, 8 to 9 with 28%.
Yeah.
13 or more only had 2% of people vote with that. I don't know if you're doing a bit or you're a homer, but this team does need a miracle to win more games than it has the last three.
Those are the folks, and I love you. Those are the folks that if they start losing games, they're not going to listen to us because they don't want to hear us talk poorly about their team.
Yeah, maybe. They only see the good.
Yeah, and I get that. Small they do not want to hear Gavin Dawson or Brian Bross or Zach Wolchuk say anything negative about their football team.
Well, they only got 2.3%, and then less than 8 hit for 2.7%. I could see that happening pretty easily. You know, you have one injury on defense and the right injury on offense, and it's pretty much over. I mean, I think either Lamb, Parsons, Dak could put you at risk of that, and any two of those put you under it.
Sure. I mean, any offensive line injury, I think that one's also going to be interesting along there. So, yeah, I'm with you. Health is every year, right? But especially with the questions amongst the depth, I think this year it's more pivotal than ever.
Yeah. The 805, I believe that's Santa Barbara. They say, Wolchuk brought us General. Can we grab some cold beers when you're out here? N.A. for the General. Yes, although I don't know if the rudder room serves an N.A. I might have to go pick one up myself.
Yeah, might have to bring your own.
I tell you what, that Athletic Brewing IPA, I've been enjoying those for a couple of years. My brother, who still does drink regular beer, but he texted me over the week and he's like, dude, you got to see if they have this in Texas. I'm like, dude, it's been here. I love it. It's at most grocery stores. So maybe I'll be able to find some of that out there. Take a six pack with me. I'll crack them with you guys.
Yeah, let's go.
What's going to happen in January? What do you think? They will at least reach the NFC title game, they'll lose division round, lose wild card round, or they'll miss the playoffs?
I think wild card round is what we all said. That's where I'd go.
As a show, we've talked about this a bunch. 9-8, is that good enough to win? It might be one game short. I think
could be.
To make sure you win the division, I think you're going to have at least 10.
Yeah, so, I think 10 wins probably wins the division.
I just kind of feel like this division really is up for grabs. And I say that with not so much with the Giants in mind, but in the Commanders, we'll see. But you know, with the Eagles and the Cowboys, I think that both teams have a lot of questions.
Yep.
I mean, both coaching staffs are a little bit of, we always talk about the hot seat. You know, Nick Sirianni is, I think people, if they don't have some success, even though he's been to a Super Bowl here recently, I think Jeff Lurie and that crew will move on from him. They've made a lot of changes, and I don't know if necessarily Kellen Moore is the great answer for helping Jalen Hurts.
That's a huge question over there. How does that relationship work?
Yeah, my hope is you find a way to win the division. I think that's the best way to go. I think having to go on the road to Green Bay, San Francisco, Detroit, one of those places would not be very inviting.
They'll miss the playoffs. 21.5% of people voted that.
Yeah.
The leading vote getter was they'll lose in the wild card round. Losing divisional round was second only to that with 31%. And they will at least reach the NFC title game.
How many was that?
10%.
Mm-hmm.
10% of voters. So some folks believe it in there. I think I could see them staying healthy and still having a scenario where your two rookie offensive linemen aren't good. Your lack of runner is like pushing you so far down that teams even more ignore your run game and play that clog and cover technique against Dak, which has been kryptonite. I feel like, the book has been out on how to do that against the Cowboys for years. Maybe it's more obvious than ever, but I think if you can't run the ball, Mozzie Smith doesn't step up. They don't get another one defensive technique tackle. Mm-hmm. Kendricks is washed up. Like, I know that's a handful of ifs right now, but I've played it on the optimistic side. On the pessimistic side, I could see them staying healthy and still managing to have a terrible year. I mean, can you imagine if you get nothing from your rookie left tackle in the run game and he's a turnstile in the passing game?
That's going to be
curtains at that point.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, and you could also run into a problem that all of a sudden all the pressure now goes onto the quarterback's shoulders, and he's having to throw the ball 40 something times a game.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen before, he'll throw the ball well at times, and then all of a sudden his receivers will let him down. Balls clang off guys. Maybe there'll be a couple times where he'll be his fault. He has a bad read, but all of a sudden you're throwing the ball 40 times a game with no running game.
Yeah.
You're inviting trouble is what you're inviting there.
682, there's literally no evidence for even the most diehard homer to think they'll get past the second round of the playoffs. I would agree with that, like based on how the last seasons have gone, but it's just so unpredictable how good is the best team going to be in the NFL. The Niners were on like a 3-game losing streak at one point last year when they lost Trent Williams and Debo. So just things could happen to the field. But I think that's one of the great things about the NFL is they've made it so close from the average team to the best teams that legitimately a number of teams have the opportunity to jump up and take that bull by the horns if they can get enough things right with their coaching and their personnel. Okay, if only one of these three could still be on the Cowboys 3 years from now, who would you want it to be? And Dak, Micah, CeeDee. Were the three options there. How did the fans vote on this one?
We went CD
when
we kicked this one around.
Yeah.
The fans, they're not going Dak. I guarantee it's not Dak.
It's not Dak. I believe it's, if I had to power
it's Micah or CD.
It's probably CD, and it's probably then Dak, and then Micah is what I would guess.
Well, actually, Micah won this.
Oh, did he really?
52.5%.
Wow.
That was a little bit surprising for me. CeeDee with 34. The other really surprising thing, Dak Prescott only got 13.4% of the votes.
Oof.
I've never seen a metric that doubts Dak as much as this poll does right here. I just wonder. I've always felt like it's close to 50-50, just like with Tony, but maybe it's more a ratio of 4-5-6-1.
I think that, that fans are starting to see. Guy finished second in MVP, had a hell of a year last year. They're starting to see that maybe this guy doesn't have playoff success. And is that his fault all the time? No. There's some times, though, against San Francisco, if they would have had some type of offense, in those games, they would have found a way to win, move those games. But yeah, there's been, you know, the lack of playoff success. And it's affected him more than anybody else, because everybody blames him for the lack of success. And
yeah,
the defense was just god awful in that Green Bay game last year. You know,
the whole team was so bad.
They're so bad.
I mean, they laid an egg in general.
I think people are voting that Dak can't get him to the Super Bowl. That's what they're voting on right there.
Yeah, and when you've made the playoffs for 3 years in a row, I think this happens to any team. You know, once you get to the playoffs consistently, Zach, you said it earlier, it just feels like, oh well, this is our ceiling. And maybe it's time to take a look at different folks, different cast characters. Who's the Cowboys' most overrated player right now? That's a good segue from what we were just talking about. Your candidates: Daron Bland, Trevon Diggs, Zeke, Micah, or Dak. How'd they vote?
I probably voted for Dak. That would be my guess. Dak got nothing on the last one.
I'm going to say they probably voted for Zeke. That would be my guess.
Well,
I think there's people that can't believe they brought Zeke back.
Yeah, I think they're not voting for Zeke that much because I think a lot of people
just kind of know what Zeke is now.
Yeah. He's here for the vibes, and because you needed a veteran running back and he fit the bill. But Dak won this almost in a runaway. Yeah. He had about 45% of the vote. Micah Parsons came in second but had nearly half as many as Dak. Zeke, Diggs, Bland.
Well,
let's do the text thing right now at 877-881-1053. Do you believe in Dak or do you not? I want to see how a little text poll would go. Just say believe or don't believe. And, you know, we'll take a look at that here in just a second. Brian, what were you going to jump in there with?
Yeah, are we to the point now where people have just completely given up on Dak?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, I know.
It looks like about 80% of them based on this poll. That's why I threw that out there for the text. I want to, you know, get a – and that might be the reason that the Cowboys would want to move on. You know, like the reason that a franchise quarterback is so important to the business of football, it sells tickets, it sells interest, it's on TV.
There was a time where Jerry Jones and I, this is when I was 4 years ago working for DallasCowboys.com, where Jerry Jones would come into a meeting and say, is this really our guy? And he was talking about Dak. And I wonder if now, you know, 4 years later, that this is really where they feel. Is this really our guy? And that the answer is, you know, no, this isn't our guy.
I believe Dak's good enough to win a Super Bowl, but I don't believe the Cowboys will construct a team good enough around him to do that. Yeah. What do you think? Do you believe in Dak or not? Like I would obviously put a qualifier out there. I think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl, but not with the Cowboys. So I would ultimately say don't believe he's going to take this team even to the NFC title game. 214, no. 469, absolutely not. That's from the swag daddy. 972, no. 817, don't believe in Dak postseason. 903, don't. 903, believe.
Okay.
Don't believe. Wow. Okay, I'm just giving you a little bit there.
That sounds almost 70% like don't believe.
I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it's not to say Dak stinks and he's terrible.
Yeah.
But you brought up the 49ers game, right? Like Green Bay, they had no chance to win. Whole team played bad. Yeah. Whole team played poorly.
Mm-hmm.
The previous two, though, the losses to San Francisco, it's a one-score game, fourth quarter. There's two drives in both games at the end that you had a chance to go and win it.
Yeah.
You had a chance to go ahead and turn this narrative and say, bleep it, I can go down the field against a good defense and I can win this team a playoff game. They turn the ball over on downs, and then, of course, you had the end of the game, fourth down, the quarterback draw. They don't get the ball snapped in the wild card. Other one, three plays, punt. They get the ball back. You had the Zeke situation where he's at center, end of the game. You had two chances in both to go on the legendary playoff drive that determines the great quarterbacks in this game.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he wasn't able to do it.
Yeah.
469, there's a better chance of Biden winning in November than Dak in February.
Mm.
Okay, we got you down, 469.
Mm-hmm.
The 559 believes, 469 don't believe. And then nope. 682, I believe in Dak, but not the organization.
That's fair.
Don't believe due to the playoffs, 817, believe. Yeah, I would say at least 65%, maybe as high as 80% here, just taking a quick gander at it. Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation. Let's step aside because Chris Young, CY, set to join us next here on the Fan.